Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I want to talk to you a little bit about a friend of mine. He's a good buddy, but he had a huge problem, and his problem was this. Somebody in his family passed away and basically left a house to him and several of his siblings. But the problem was this: they didn't understand how, you know, inheriting a property would affect them. They also didn't understand that there are, you know, different psychologies going on, different emotions going on, different thoughts about profit sharing or who deserves the bigger cut. And he dealt with all of these types of problems. As a matter of fact, it became such a big problem, they had to go to litigation. And this property was literally tied up in, for about almost, I think he said almost 3 years, while the siblings were fighting and not getting along and just made this thing an entire mess. Well, when it was all finally said and done, my friend was able to take control of the property. And basically, he had to do some of the things that we're going to talk about today. He had to buy out one of his siblings. He had to give like a promissory note to another one, a fourth one. I'm not quite sure what happened there, but he was able to work with that fourth sibling. And at the end of the day, he wound up taking ownership of the property. And he went to go ahead and live in it for a little while, but he decided, you know what? I don't need this house. I don't need a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage house. I'm just a single guy. I really just need something like a 1-bedroom apartment. So what he decided to do was put that property up for sale, and it's currently under contract. Now, the thing that we're talking about today is what happens when you inherit a house. Okay, there's a ton of things that go on. There's a lot of things that you are not aware of. And what I'm going to do on the show today is I'm going to go through some of the nuances that you need to be particularly aware of, and maybe give you some solutions as to how to handle that inherited real estate property. Because if you sit back and look at society. Society is aging. And when I say society is aging, I mean the amount of senior citizens that we have. Those are, those are folks 65 or older, or, if you use AARP's definition, 55 or older, whatever definition you use, those age groups are blossoming. They are growing. And as a result of that, you have people in those age groups that have real estate assets. And those real estate assets are going to have to pass on to somebody along the way once those people pass away. So you could be one of those people that inherits a piece of property. But what do you do? What do you do? Inheriting a house, even though it's a very generous gift from a loved one, it kicks off a process that could be filled with emotions. You're likely receiving the property as a result of, a loved one's death. And the financial decisions that come with inheriting the property can be stressful and very confusing. And I'll tell you, in my friend's case, and by the way, I'll just full disclosure, he's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. So that's how we met, and that's how we became friends. And, we talked to each other, and that's part of what the Lifestyles Unlimited, thing is. That's what we do. I mean, it's part of the structure. And so, getting back to inheriting a house, the best way to move forward is knowing your options. Assess the financial consequences of your choices and seek expert assistance in navigating the tax and legal requirements. And if you need tax and legal support, we've got that in our vendor program. So those types of people that need to be on your team are on your team when it comes to Lifestyles Unlimited. So, the first thing that comes to mind, the first thing that everybody worries about are the tax implications. And the question is this: do I have to pay tax on an inherited property? Now, this is a legitimate tax question, and I am not a qualified tax advisor. I didn't earn a CPA designation. I took some accounting in high school. I took some accounting in college. I took some accounting as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, but I am not a qualified tax professional. Let's be very clear about that. But since I told you that, let me tell you what my answer is. You know, once you learn that you've inherited a house, you're likely wondering this. Do I have to pay an inheritance tax on that property? You know, the act of inheriting a property, it doesn't trigger any automatic tax liability. But what you decide to do with the house, whether you move in, whether you rent it, whether you sell it, it's going to cause you to incur property taxes, potentially capital gains taxes, and maybe some other expenses. And I'll get into those things a little bit later on in the discussion today. So for those of you that don't understand what capital gains taxes are, let me see if I can explain that to you. Capital gains taxes are taxes you pay to Uncle Sam based on profits you earn from the sale of an investment. For example, capital gains are paid on the difference between what you originally purchased a property for and what you sell it for. Typically, you won't pay capital gains taxes on the sale of your primary residence as long as you lived in it for two of the last 5 years. Now, if you do have to pay capital gains taxes, your rate is based on your taxable income. In most cases, when you inherit a home, you'll be protected from the majority of capital gains taxes because of what's called a step-up basis. And folks, this step-up basis is what's going to save your bacon. And here's why. As the recipient of an inherited property, you'll benefit from a step-up basis, meaning you'll inherit the house at the fair market value on the date of the inheritance. And you'll only be taxed on any gains between the time you inherit the home and when you actually sell it. So let's talk about a legitimate example. I mean, this is a real example that, you know, I mean, if you live in California, you definitely know this is real. You live in Las Vegas, maybe you live in Atlanta, definitely in Texas. I mean, this stuff happens here too, and it happens all across the United States. So let's give you that example. Let's say the house that you just inherited from your grandmother was originally purchased in 1960 and she paid $25,000 for that property. Now, chances are it's completely paid off, considering that she's owned it for such a long time, but there could be, you know, there could still be a note on that property, or, you know, maybe she did a reverse mortgage or something like that. But none of that stuff matters right now. We're going to talk about that in a minute. What I want to get at is this. If she originally purchased that property in 1960 for $25,000, and you inherit the house. Now let's say the fair market value, or the after repair value, as we like to call it at Lifestyles Unlimited, is $425,000. Does that mean when you sell the home, you're going to be taxed on a $400,000 profit? Luckily, the answer is no. You'll only be taxed on gains during the short time period between the inheritance and the sale. So, you know, if you inherit the property for $425, you sell it for $450, you take some of the costs of sale off, basically your tax liability is in between those two numbers. Does that make sense? So, you know, let's just say you inherited a property. Okay, so you're thinking, all right, what's next? What do we do? Well, what you decide to do with the inherited property has to do with the financial status and physical condition of the property, along with, you know, any time constraints you have. So one of the first questions you have to ask is this, and I kind of alluded to it in the grandmother scenario, but let's take a little bit of a deeper dive into this. Ask yourself this: is there a mortgage on the property? If there is a mortgage on the home you've inherited, the details of the mortgage might affect how quickly you decide to rent it or sell it or do something else with the property. Now, some of the things that you need to take a look at when you're dealing with mortgages on the property. Sometimes there's a clause in the mortgage documents. That's right. You're going to have to pull out all the mortgage documents and you're going to have to read them. That's part of doing your homework. That's part of doing your research. Okay. And you've got to do it. So what you're looking for is this little thing called a due on sale clause. Okay, you want to see if the mortgage has that due on sale clause. And if it's there, it states that the entire loan is due and payable if the borrower transfers the property to someone else, especially if it's a non-family member, okay? So this clause may make it necessary for you to either pay off the mortgage in full or to sell the property. Now, when family members inherit a property, they can usually just assume the mortgage payments instead. I mean, there's even though there's a due on sale clause in there, the lenders understand that, okay, the reality of it is somebody passed away, there is a mortgage in place, and quite frankly, if you are a family member inheriting that property, a lot of times they're willing to take a risk on you and give you an exception to the due on sale clause because they know maybe that, you know, you've got some history with the property, or who knows what it is. But that's one of those arrangements you're going to have to make with that lender. So don't just automatically assume that you're going to take over the property and any mortgage there is assumable because you are a family member. You've got to make sure that that is a true statement. Now, I will tell you, if you're a non-family member, you know, and this happens. You have somebody who's accumulated a great wealth, a great portfolio of assets, and, you know, they don't have any heirs. They never had children. Maybe they, you know, they had brothers and sisters, but maybe they didn't have children. So there's nobody there necessarily to pass this asset on to. But maybe you developed a great friendship with this person. And when this person passed away, they allowed you to inherit the properties. Now, that's a great problem to have, but you do have to dig into that note and you do have to figure out if there is that due on sale clause. Hey, we're going to break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about an exceptional offer that Del Walmsley is making for membership into Lifestyles Unlimited. This is a huge, huge discount he's offering for membership. And after the break, I'll give you the information on how to take advantage of that. And we're going to get into more about what you do when you inherit a house. We'll be back in just a moment.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education. Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're just talking about what happens when you inherit a house. You know, that could happen to you. It's happened to a lot of people. It happened to a good friend of mine. And unfortunately, my good friend had a miserable experience with it because his siblings couldn't all agree. And the house was left to him and his three siblings. And I'll tell you, you listen to the stories that he tells about how painful this whole process was, and it just makes you sit back and think, you know, is that really what the person passing on intended? Was for the siblings to argue and fight and take each other to litigation and to court and things like that? I doubt it, but you know what? People are people. Now, you know, I would tell you, Del Walmsley, our founder of Lifestyles Unlimited and my mentor, will tell you this. Real estate is easy. People are difficult. And you know what? He's absolutely right. If you can take people out of the equation, well, you can't because this is a people business. But if you could take people out of the equation, things would move a lot smoother. Things would be a lot easier. You wouldn't have to deal with emotions. You wouldn't have to deal with, you know, personal interactions, things that you can't control. You never know what's going on inside the head of somebody else. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't know what's going on inside of my head, and I don't know what's going on inside of your head, but until we actually start interacting, we don't really even know what's going on until that plays itself out. But let's get back to inheriting a house. You know, we talked a little bit about the tax implications in the last segment. And, you know, if you didn't get that information, what you need to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com, go to the radio section. And in the radio section, what you're going to see is you're going to see all of our podcasts. You're going to see the Del Walmsley Radio Show. You're going to see the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And all of our radio shows can be found there. So you can always go back. Use this as a form of research. I'm serious. This is a great wealth of information. And what I want you to do is I want you to educate yourself. And this is a great way to do it. So, you know, if you're listening to my voice live and you're not picking up all the information, not a problem. Go to our podcast, listen to the entire thing. I want you to be smart about what you're doing. We talked a little bit about, you know, what if there's a mortgage on the property? And the kicker is this. You got to make sure that there's no due on sale clause. And even if there is a due on sale clause, and most legal or most lending documents nowadays have some sort of due on sale clause, you got to make sure that if you're an immediate family member inheriting, if you have the ability to bypass that due on sale clause. Otherwise, you're going to have to fork out some money, or you're going to have to just sell the property and make it go away. In the meantime, you're going to have to make the payments. Now here's another one that can be problematic, especially when you're dealing with the elderly, okay? And there's a lot of folks out there that are doing this thing called a reverse mortgage. Now, in a reverse mortgage, it's basically a popular financial product with older homeowners looking to assess their home's equity or without moving. In other words, they're trying to tap into their money that they've got locked up into their house, into their equity, and really they don't want to have to sell the house. They're happy being there, and the original owner receives ongoing cash for the equity in their home. They repay the loan upon moving out, okay? And upon the original owner's death, the beneficiary often has a limited time to repay the amount due. It's usually about 6 months. So you're either going to need to satisfy the balance with your own funds, or you're going to need to sell the home to satisfy the loan, or get a new loan in your name to cover the amount due. Does that make sense? And if you've got siblings, you've got other people that are a part of the inheritance, you've got to work with these people to make sure that, you know, you're all on the same page. Because if you've got a reverse mortgage there, you've got to do something to cure that reverse mortgage. Otherwise, it's going to become a problem for you, and you're potentially going to lose the house. What about underwater properties? Okay. If the property you're inheriting is underwater, meaning that you owe more money than it's worth, the issuing bank may agree to let you do a short sale on the home, which means they'll accept less for the property than the remaining loan amount. But I will tell you, if you do a short sale, make sure you understand who is doing the short sale. Because if you actually inherit the property and you do a short sale on that property, that short sale is going to go on your credit report. Did you know that? Yes, it is. So what you're going to want to do is you want to keep that property hopefully in the name of the person that's passing it on, and try and do that short sale that way. You know, and I'll tell you, I am not an expert in this, and I am not pretending to be an expert. If you've got something like this going on, you need to have some great advice. You need to get an attorney. You need to get an accountant involved. And quite frankly, we've got those things for you. And by the way, if you go to buymylifeback.com, that's buymylifeback.com, and enter the promo code of Al, that's promo code of Al, you're going to get a $500 discount, basically a 67% cost reduction on membership and lifestyle.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're talking about what happens when you inherit property. You know, it could happen to you, or maybe it has happened to you. Like in the instance of my good friend, it happened to him, and it became a blazing nightmare for him. The poor guy, he took him literally 3 years to get out from underneath that inheritance, had all kinds of problems with it, and really the problems came from the siblings, didn't so much come from the house itself. So in this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what about those multiple stakeholders? But before we do that, let's finish up what we're going to do with the mortgages, and let's talk a little bit about repairs, because those are important. And more importantly, you know, at the break, I was a little bit fast, and I didn't really give you a complete opportunity to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So let me do that for you now. Del Walmsley, our founder and my mentor, is making membership in Lifestyles Unlimited extremely affordable. He has decided that he is committed to you out there as far as your financial education and what you need to do to learn real estate and to become prosperous from that real estate. And in doing that, he is making this $500 discount available to you. This is literally a 67% markdown. You know, and it's not a red, it's not a blue light special or anything like that. What we're trying to do is avoid you having barriers to your membership. So by offering this discount of $500, we're just making it easier for you to come be a part of what we're doing. So what you need to do is you need to go to buymylifeback.com. That's buymylifeback.com, and you're going to enter the promo code of Al. That's, again, the promo code of Al, and that's going to get you the discount of $500. Basically, the price is only going to be $240 for you, so it's going to be exceptional. So let's get back to, we were talking about mortgages and the different kinds of mortgages and the fact that, you know, you may have to get some legal and some tax accounting advice, but, you know, make sure you understand what you're dealing with, because, you know, the property could have a mortgage on it that has a due on sale clause. It could have a reverse mortgage. It could be underwater. There are properties in certain areas where, you know, the financial devastation of 2008 hit, and some of those areas just haven't recovered. So make sure you know exactly what you're dealing with. Now, here's the best kind of mortgage, the mortgage that's paid off by your estate. Okay, so what that means is this. The person that left you the home may have had a mortgage on the property while they're living, but it's possible that mortgage was paid off by the estate and you're going to wind up owning that home free and clear. So in other words, as part of the whatever they did with the will or the trust, or, you know, again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not sure what all these different platforms are. But whatever probably happened in that case is that the person who passed away probably left instructions to say that this property needs to be free and clear so that the inheritors don't have to deal with a mortgage. So if they did that for you, you're doing great. Now, what about repairs on the property? I mean, if they've lived in it for a while, is there some deferred maintenance? Well, there might be. You know, you might need to make some repairs if you plan to sell the property. And just like any home you purchase for yourself, it's always a smart idea to get a home inspection upon inheriting the home. You'll want to know about any big ticket repairs that need to be done before selling the home. You know, think about things like the furnace, the foundation, roof, windows, you know, these things deteriorate over time. So home inspections can cost you anywhere from, say, $250 to $700, depending on the size of the home. I highly encourage you to get one done, even though you think you know a lot about the home. There are things that a home inspection will return that may be of interest to you that you did not know. What about repairs for rent? Okay. Renters care a little bit less about the long-term condition about the property, but they are more about the creature comforts, like new carpet and fresh paint. So make sure this home is cleaned up, it becomes clean and functional, and it provides a wonderful place for our tenants to live. And, you know, there is an alternative out there, okay? Buyers sometimes will wait for big repairs to be completed before they purchase. In other words, if you're going to sell that property, you know, sometimes a buyer will come in and they will say, and again, I'm not necessarily talking about an investor. It could be a somebody who wants to buy the property to live in it. But in either case, many times the buyers will wait for big repairs to be completed before they actually purchase, or they may put that into the contract. So, you know, the cost of repairs to an inherited house can affect what you decide to do with that inherited property. So we're getting ready to go to break. I didn't quite get into the multiple stakeholders yet, but I promise you I will get into that in the next segment. But I want to remind you about Del Walmsley's wonderful discount of $500. Go to buymylifeback.com. That's buymylifeback.com and enter the promo code AL, and you're going to get that wonderful discount. And if you'd like to talk to me about inheritance, give me a call at 877-711-5211 or send me an email at askal@luinc.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're talking about what do you do when you inherit a piece of property. You know, as you know, folks are getting older. The baby boomer generation is definitely moving into the senior citizen area, and of course, we all have a limited time on this planet. And we're not sure how long that time's going to go, but at a certain point, we're going to own assets, and those assets will transfer to our heirs if we have done the proper things to make sure that those assets transfer. And again, that's why you've got to have good legal and good accounting advice. And by the way, we've got those at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's part of our vendor program. And if you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you get access to that vendor program. And if you're not a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you missed the fact that I gave you a $500 discount in the last segment, I'm going to give you a chance right now. Buy my life back. .com, buymylifeback.com, all one word. You're going to enter the promo code of AL. It's as simple as AL, and it's going to wipe off $500 off the price. You're going to go from a $740 price point all the way down to $240. And I guarantee you, just the people you're going to meet off the vendor list are going to be worth thousands of dollars to you, especially when you become a member and you start learning how to do real estate right. And when you do real estate right, you avoid having costs problems. But what we're talking about today is we're talking about those inheriting problems. My friend that I told you about had a huge problem. It took him 3 years to get through litigation in order to take control of the property. And he had to do some things with I'll call him his relatives, because that's really about the kindest word that he had for him when the whole thing was done. But basically, it was siblings, brothers and sisters that were fighting about, you know, who had controlling interest in the property, who should get the money, you know, yada, yada, yada. So what we're going to talk about now is what do you do when there's multiple stakeholders in the inherited property? You know, it is very common to inherit a property with another stakeholder, you know, like a sibling or a family member. And the more you have, the more complicated it gets, because human beings bring complications. So let's talk about some options there. What if you did a buyout? You know, let's say one of you wants to keep the home and the other one wants to sell it. Okay. One of you can buy the other out either in cash, write you a check, or maybe we finance half the home's value, and we use that money to pay you off. Maybe we consider out-of-pocket expenses, including closing costs and appraisal in that. You know, it's really, what I'm trying to say is this. there's an amicable way to do this, and a buyout can be that way. You know, if you want to keep the property because you want to convert it into an investment property, and your sister doesn't understand investment because she didn't bother to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, she thinks real estate is risky, and you know she wants no part of it. You just make her go away. And financially, you help her go away. In the meantime, you keep your relationship with your sister. Now, here's another way. This is a lesser known way, but it works. You can do a promissory note, okay? If you want to keep the property and your sibling wants to sell, and you don't have access to a mortgage, you can't get a mortgage for whatever reason, you can record a promissory note that outlines how you'll pay your half of the home's value back to your sibling, okay, in monthly installments plus interest. You'll effectively be buying out your sibling over time, and they'll receive some interest income along the way. So essentially what you're doing is you're kind of creating a little bit of a passive income stream for your sibling, even though they don't fully understand what passive income can do for them. But I guarantee you, once they get a taste of that passive income, they're going to want some more. And quite frankly, your sibling will probably become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited because this is where the action happens. What about selling the property and splitting the profits? This is probably the most straightforward option. You and your sibling or siblings agree to sell the property, pocketing your portion of the proceeds and expenses. You don't pocket your expenses. You pocket your proceeds after you pay all the expenses and the commissions associated with the property. Everybody walks away with the check from the closing table, and you guys are happy. Okay. What about renting and splitting the profits? Okay. Now, let's say the real estate market isn't very strong where this property is, okay? And you decide it makes more financial sense to rent the property, all right? You and your sibling would pocket whatever profit is left over from the monthly rent, you know? We talk about this all the time. You know, you put money into a property. In this case, you're not doing a hard money loan. You may do a conventional loan if you want to take money out. Maybe you just inherited it free and clear. But I'm going to tell you, it's probably better to put some leverage on the property. We've talked about that in the last show. Hey, this is Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we'll be back after this break. But you need to go to buymylifeback.com, enter that promo code Al, and become a member for $240. You won't regret it. Back after this.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're talking about what happens when you inherit a house. And if you're just joining us now, you've missed a ton of quality information. And I'll be honest with you, you can still get that information, but you're going to have to go to the podcast to get it because there is no rewind button on live radio. So if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. Not only are you going to get a wealth of information that you need to have, as well as having the ability to register to get our starter kit, which is probably about $1,000 value in itself. You're going to be able to listen to the podcasts by going to the radio tab. We make it simple. We make it easy. And by the way, if you need to be a member and you're not a member yet, we've got that special deal going on. I'll give you the details at the end of the show. That way you've got it. So just keep listening. So we were talking about ways to, you know, kind of deal with your your siblings or whoever you're working with who's inherited a property with you. And we talked about a couple of things. We talked about, you know, maybe buying them out. We talked about, you know, the idea of doing a promissory note. You know, you basically create your own mortgage, and, you know, there's really no cost to do that other than maybe a filing fee, which is not too expensive. Now, you probably want to get an attorney involved if you've never done one before, just to make sure that you get that right. You know, we also said you could sell and split the profits. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you agree that the property gets disposed of, everybody gets their check, and you go your separate ways. You know, you may be members of Lifestyles Unlimited, or you may be contemplating becoming members, and you want to turn this property into a rental property. Well, you can do that. You know, what I'm going to recommend, though, is that you take a look at if you can do that, because there may be some underlying issues there. There may be a mortgage in place. There may not be a mortgage in place. Maybe what you need to do is you and your inherited siblings, maybe you go in on a mortgage together. Maybe you refinance the property. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could do. But I'm going to recommend that if you do that, you apply the proper leverage to the property, because with the proper leverage, you're going to be able to buy additional properties, and you're going to have a windfall of increases in valuations and an increase in cash flow. And if you missed my show last week where I talked about all this, like I said, go to the podcast. It's there. Now, here's the one that you don't want to be involved with, okay? This is when the stakeholders that inherit the property can't get along. And this is what happened to my friend. They had to do a suit for partition, okay? Meaning, when the stakeholders can't agree on what to do with the property, you've got to go to the courts, and you've got to get the courts involved by filing a lawsuit for partition, it's partition. If I didn't say that right, let's get it clear. Lawsuit for partition, which essentially asks the judge to order the sale of the home. This could be timely and expensive, with legal fees lowering the profits you'll receive far below what you would have pocketed by just selling in the first place. And I tell you, this happened to my friend. It cost them so much money for him to be able to make his siblings go away. And he had one sibling that was really problematic, that was really causing most of the problems, but they literally had to go to court. And it took them almost 3 years to get this property resolved. And in the case of my friend, he took ownership of the property after basically buying out his siblings, and now he is selling the property because what he realized was this: living in that property didn't make sense for him. Converting it to a rental property didn't make sense. And here's why it didn't make sense. The price point on the property was too high based on the rental income he could get. So what he determined was he could sell the property, he could pull all of that money out, and quite frankly, what he's doing now is he's adjusting his investing strategy. He is moving away from a single family focus to a multifamily focus. So what he's able to do is pull all of that money out of that property. Now he's got a big wheelbarrow of cash, because he'll have a big wheelbarrow of cash. And I know for a fact he's going to have a big wheelbarrow of cash, because he just sent me a text saying, hey, I'm under contract. And I'm like, good job, man. So within the next 30 days, he's going to dispose of that property, and he's going to have that huge bucket of cash. And what he's going to do is become a passive investor in multifamily properties. That's right. He is shifting his investing strategy away from single family. It's time for him to graduate to multifamily. Not that single family is a stepping stone for multifamily. That's not my point. My point is his strategy is changing, and it's changing for the better. And based on the amount of cash he's working with, he is so much better off being in the multifamily realm. So folks, we're coming to the end of the show, and I'll tell you what, that was a lot of information today. I do highly encourage you to, if you didn't hear everything, get to the podcast. There's a ton of information here you need to be aware of. And, you know, don't be afraid to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and take advantage of the vendor list that we have. It is deep. I mean, you want to talk about a deep bench? We've got a deep bench. So, you know, you will save way more money using our vendors than what it's going to cost you to become a member. And quite frankly, you need to go to buymylifeback.com. buymmylifeback.com. Enter the promo code AL, save $500 for membership, and you're going to be good to go. And remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.